The Hits Radio.
Rixton and me and my broken heart on the Hits Radio breakfast. 7 minutes past eight. Good morning. Live across the UK, this is Daryl. Time for a game of Beat the Star then. And every day this week, we are putting a member of the Inbetweeners up against the listener in the ultimate game of concentration. Yesterday, it was James Buckley, a.k.a. Jay from the Inbetweeners. It did particularly well. You got two altogether or something like that, something terrible. Today, it's all about Neil, played by Blake Harrison, playing against Ellie in Scotland. Good morning, Ellie in Scotland.
Hello.
Hello there, how are we?
Scared.
Yeah, all right?
Yeah.
Sure, you're a bit nervous about playing Beat the Star?
Yes.
Okay, I'll bet you are, because Blake Harrison, although Neil from The Inbetweeners, is a little bit... How did we used to describe him yesterday? What did we say?
Distracted. Easily distracted.
Easily distracted. Such a nice way of saying he's a little bit slow in The Inbetweeners. He is, in real life, super smart, very, very intelligent man, very, very on the ball. Ellie, we're going to chat a little bit more in a bit, but firstly, shall we hear what you have to beat in Beat the Star this morning, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, we play the answer the question before game. I ask a question first, and then a second question. The contestant has to start answering from the second question, constantly throughout answering the question before. You've got 60 seconds to get as many questions correct as you can. This is what happened when Blake Harrison, a.k.a. Neil from The Inbetweeners, played our game of Beat the Star. You good? You ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, your 60 seconds playing Beat the Star starts... Now, which model of iPhone is due to be released later this year? Which city are the Commonwealth Games currently being held in?
Six.
Which number would you normally associate with Pitbull?
Glasgow.
Who recently attempted to punch Justin Bieber at a bar in Ibiza?
Nine.
Salute is the latest album from which popular girl group?
Orlando Bloom.
What type of makeup would you use to decorate fingernails?
Little Mix.
How many days in a year?
Nail polish.
Ayers Rock can be found in which country?
365.
Bang Bang is the latest collaborative effort from Nicki Minaj, Ariana Grande and which British singer?
Australia.
Brighton is famous for which landmark in particular?
Jesse J.
Yeah, that's it, your 60 seconds are up.
Well done, Blake.
Well
good
done,
one, Blake. Good work. That was excellent.
Jesus, that was incredible. Yeah. That was really good.
I'm sure it was.
Okay, wait a minute.
How many?
That was eight
in it.
That was very good.
Eight, I'm being
told. That is an Inbetweeners record.
Eight, that is
bloody
good.
Hell. Well done, Blake.
Incredible. An incredible effort. Ellie in Scotland, if you weren't nervous before, you're going to be seriously, seriously nervous now, right?
Yeah.
Blake, a.k.a. Neil from The Inbetweeners, absolutely smashed it. So he got eight. That's got eight for you to beat, Ellie. Are you good? You ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to play Kaiser and her new song called Giant in My Heart, and then we will play your round of Beat the Star and see if you can beat Neil from The Inbetweeners. All right, you're good to hang on there?
Okay.
This is Kaiser on the Hits Radio Breakfast. More Inbetweeners Beat the Star after this.
The Hits Radio.
Kaiser and Giant in My Heart on the Hits Radio Breakfast Show. Brand new song from her. 8:14 live across the UK. It is Tuesday and we are playing Beat the Star. Usually every Monday we put a celebrity up against a listener, but all this week we are doing an Inbetweeners special. The brand new Inbetweeners movie is out tomorrow. We just heard Blake, a.k.a. Neil from the Inbetweeners, get eight questions correct playing the answer to the question before game. Incredible. Taking him on this morning, Ellie in Scotland. Hi, Ellie.
Hi.
Hello there. How are you? You all right?
Yeah.
How is Scotland this morning?
It's not bad. It's Scotland.
Good.
It's not bad. It's just Scotland.
It's just Scotland, which pretty much sums it up. That says everything we need to know, doesn't it? Is it rainy there this morning?
No, it's fine.
Oh, sorry. My weather was wrong then. Whereabouts in Scotland actually are you?
Tweaking.
Twerking. Twerking. There's a place called Twerking.
No.
Oh, tweaking.
Weekend.
The weekend.
We could be here for a while.
I'll say it really slowly. I'm going to listen properly, okay?
Freaking.
Freaking weekend.
It's the freaking weekend, baby.
Okay, Ellie's anyway.
I was like, where is this going, guys? Get on with it, please. Like, I've not got all day. I can't just hang around here talking to you. All right, then, shall we? What do you actually do, Ellie?
I'm in secondary school right now.
And what year are you in?
Second.
Second year?
Yeah.
So that's what, like year eight for like other people for like England, it'd be like year eight, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And that's like second year in Scotland.
Yeah.
Nice. And are you on your summer holidays right now?
Yeah.
Wicked. Have you got anything exciting planned for today?
No.
Oh, okay. Great. Well, that's that then. I'll tell you what you will be able to do though, Ellie.
Just Scotland.
Just Scotland. I'm just going to sit inside and I'm going to eat haggis all day long and drink whiskey. So basically what we're going to do now, Ellie, is play your round of Beat the Star. And okay. You've got 60 seconds to get as many questions correct as you can and playing the answer the question before game. So you're familiar with the answer question before game, right?
Yeah.
You've got eight to beat. We just heard Blake from the Inbetweeners, a.k.a. Neil from the Inbetweeners, get himself 8 points answering the playing the answer question before game, which is like super, super, super impressive. That is very, very good. You ready to play your round?
Yeah.
Yeah, no pressure.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, here we go then. Posh producer Sam, are you keeping score, please?
I'm here.
Okay. Ellie, in Scotland, your 60 seconds playing Beat the Star starts now. Big Brother is broadcast on which UK television channel? Which item of clothing would you use to keep your head warm?
Channel 4.
How many members does the band McBusted have?
Hat.
Which band is Danny O'Donoghue the frontman for?
7.
So, say that again, sorry?
7.
Beech, ash and monkey are all types of what?
Script.
What is the name of the river that runs through the city of London?
Tree.
What is Froyo?
Tim.
Say that again?
Tim.
Complete this lyric. Oh. Sorry. Go. Go on,
frozen
go on.
Yogurt.
Frozen yogurt. Yeah, Rihanna was born in which country?
Mysterious girl.
Oh, there you go. That is your 60 seconds. When did you write those questions, Sam? What kind of question is that? Complete this lyric. Oh.
It's an open-ended question.
She's got absolutely no chance. That's a horrendous.
There's no wrong answer.
The answer that I've got in front of me is, ah. What is that? poor Ellie, she was on such a good roll as well.
No, she did. She got that question right.
Okay, posh producer Sam, did you keep score?
I did.
Okay, how many did Ellie get right? She's got 8 to beat from Blake from the Inbetweeners.
Okay, Ellie, great. I mean, you did really well there. You got 6.
Oh.
Oh.
That's not bad, that's really good.
Yeah, that should be commended.
Actually, that's the best listener score in a long while.
That is actually, isn't it?
Yeah.
To be fair, that is. It's better than the 2 that was it Ruby got yesterday.
Poor
against
Ruby.
James from the Inbetweeners. So, unfortunately, you didn't quite manage to. But that's a shame that you went up against Blake, because anybody else in the Inbetweeners, and I think you would have absolutely smashed it, Ellie. That was awesome. Good work. Enjoy Scotland today. Hold your head high.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye. Oh, I like Ellie. You know, I'm a
Ellie
big
was
fan.
Lovely.
Tomorrow, I think should we do? Are we going to do Joe from the Inbetweeners tomorrow? Who plays?
Yes.
Who does he play? Is it? He plays Simon, doesn't he? The character Simon.
Yes.
And is that right?
Yes. Yes, that's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The one that has far too much gel in his hair.
In the spiky.
The spiky, yeah. Spiky fringe guy. So he'll play Beat the Star tomorrow on the Hits Radio Breakfast. Let's play this. Clean Bandit and Jess Glynn's Rather Be. The Hits Radio.